Number one. Put God first.
Welcome to P.S. I Love Me Too, presented by J Meets World Productions. I'm your host, Janae Lane. Well, hello. Hey, everybody. It is your girl, J.E. Lane. First, I want to start by saying, please excuse my voice. I don't know if it's because I'm getting sick. I don't know if it's because it's kind of like super early in the morning right now. I don't know what's going on. My voice sounds extremely raspy, deeper than normal, and it's so ugly. But I was not going to let this week pass without getting an episode to you guys. I know today is not Tuesday, but in preparation of my 21st birthday this weekend, I kind of had a lot of things going on, plus a whole lot of other things that I had to take care of. But we're here. Better late than never, right? So this is episode 10, which is extremely exciting, and it's a milestone for me because I remember when I first started podcasting, I was extremely nervous. What if people don't care what I gotta say? What if it doesn't go how I think it's gonna go? And I can honestly say glory to God, because everything has been running smoothly, though I've had moments where I've had to take long periods and long breaks at a time. I'm here. We're here. We are at episode 10, two episodes away from season 2, and I'm super excited about season 2 of PS I Love Me Too, because that's when things are really gonna start to get juicy. I'm talking co-hosts, interviews, new topics. It's gonna be crazy, and make sure you guys continue to tune in. Thank you so much if you supported PS I Love Me Too from the beginning. You guys don't understand how much it means to me when I get a text or a DM or a follow from a listener, and when you guys tell me how it has helped you, blessed you, whatever the case may be. And honestly, I am completely grateful. So thank you to you, and thank you, God, for this gift and this word that you have placed in me. So let's go ahead and get into the episode. I have titled this episode, Stay Your Course. Y'all, that's deep for me, and I'm going to explain why. But as you guys know, we do love letters at the beginning of every episode. But this episode, I don't have any. Everybody behaved themselves on social media this week. So let's go ahead and clap it up for that right there. I don't have any love letters this week. I was looking, I was asking people, hey, give me some topics to hit on my podcast this week. And literally, I was running into none. So we're just going to go ahead and just get into the episode. And that's episode 10, Stay Your Course. So this past week, while doing my daily social media binges, I ran across this screenshot from a snippet of a book called Girl, Wash Your Face. And this book is written by Rachel Hollis. I've gotten my copy. I'm just waiting for it to arrive. I definitely suggest everybody to go ahead, and this is like free promo. I don't know this lady. This is my first time ever hearing about her and her books. But after reading this snippet, I'm like, okay, I need to find out what the rest of this book is about. So I'm going to go ahead and read the snippet, because I feel like somebody can use it, and it would definitely go hand in hand with this week's topic of Stay Your Course. So, girl, get a hold of your life. Stop medicating. Stop hiding out. Stop being afraid. Stop giving away pieces of yourself. Stop saying you can't do it. Stop the negative self-talk. Stop abusing your body. Stop putting it off for tomorrow or Monday or next year. Stop crying about what happened and take control of what happens next. Get up right now. Rise up from where you've been. Scrub away the tears and the pain of yesterday and start again. Girl, wash your face. And at first, I'm like, okay, well, let me get up. You know, like, at first, you know, when you read something inspirational or whatever the case may be, you get that burst of like, oh, heck yeah, let's get it. Let's do it. And you're just, you get all this energy and you're ready to do this. I need to do this. You go to writing all these to-do lists down and you're knocking everything out. You're updating, you're planning. And then you stop and you think like, child, like, who am I? What am I doing? I can't do this. Like, I know I definitely had those moments where I get these amazing bursts of energy and where I want to get everything done. I know I can do it. Let's get it done. Then when it's time to actually do it, everything negative is just penetrating my mind. Well, what if it don't work out this way? And what if it doesn't happen this way? And you've been doing it for this long and it still hasn't happened. Or you've been doing this for this long and it still hasn't happened. You've been going through this for this long and it still hasn't changed. And that is why this episode is titled Stay the Course. Y'all, as y'all know, in my second episode, I believe, that is titled What God Has For You Is For You, I was going through it, okay? Fresh out of high school, I was upset because I'm a planner, so I planned my life down to the T, and I just knew it was going to happen this way. And I remember graduating high school, and months was going by, eventually a year, then eventually 2 years, and then here we are at the third year. And the things that I had planned still has not gone the way that I had planned them. I'm still not enrolled into the university of my dreams, though I'm getting ready to go back to school. It's not the school that I want to go to, and my business still isn't, you know, this top popping brand, and the other things that I just had planned, or the dreams of becoming an author and all these other crazy things, it still just hasn't happened yet. And I started to think, like, you know what, girl, if it ain't happened yet, it ain't gonna happen. And y'all, that was the enemy speaking to me. Just because it is delayed doesn't mean you have been denied. So just because it has not happened yet doesn't mean it will not happen. Stay your course. Run your race. You're going to get tired. Your feet gonna hurt. Your back gonna hurt. You're gonna stop and you're gonna cry sometimes. You're gonna stop and you're gonna want to fight sometimes. You're gonna stop and you're gonna be angry. But as long as you know that you need to get up and continue running, it is okay. About a month ago, I ran into this tweet on Twitter, and it had two images. I'm gonna try to explain it to you guys because it would make more sense if you actually seen it. And one image was of a maze, and the other image was of this like empty white box. Now, the maze had all these crazy lines and where they had messed up trying to get to the other end of the, trying to get to the end mark from the start mark. Now, this box was just one straight line, and it just had one line going straight through it from start to finish. When I saw that image, I immediately thought, like, wow, a lot of times we try to take the easy way out. We want the easiest way possible to get to our end point. We want it. We don't want to fight. We don't want to work hard. We don't want to go through nothing. Just give me what I want and keep all the extras. And that's how I was to a degree. And that's how I am to a certain degree when it comes to certain things. Like, look, I don't want to go through that. Just give it to me. I don't want to go through the process of having to get a book copyrighted and reviewed. Just print my book. But we have to understand, when you go the long way, you experience more. Example. If I would have went straight to school, I wouldn't have met some of the amazing people that I have met from the job that I worked after high school. And some people are like, wow, school, friendships. No. These friendships that I have built, because I did not go straight to school, because I had the opportunity to stay in my hometown and, you know, work a couple full-time jobs, some side jobs, some hustles, I've met some amazing people and I've experienced some amazing events. I'm talking about from the youth community's Read to Me event to just plain old networking events. I've met some purely amazing people. I'm talking about to this day, they still connect. I mean, and it was just pure, genuine networking. And I honestly feel like I wouldn't have made those type of connections with those type of people, with those kind of pools, if I would have went straight to school. Do I want to be in school? Heck yeah. Will I go to school? Heck yeah. But in the meantime, I'm going to enjoy what I have in front of me. If I went straight to school, I would have missed out on all these opportunities to learn. Now, like, let my parents tell it. The opportunity to stay home for a couple years has given me the chance to mature. Though I feel like I was very mature for my age, they felt like I wasn't mature enough to go straight off to school in a different state, you know, going super far. But me, on the other hand, I'm like, hey, I'm ready to go. I can do this. I got this. I've done something like this before. Like, I've been in situations like this before. Let me leave. I can do this. But I really had to come to terms with the fact that I matured a lot since 2015. And if I would have went straight to school, I would have missed out on these opportunities on how to budget. Because you're dry broke, but you're hungry. So you need to know how to budget your next paycheck. Stop impulsively buying shoes. I wouldn't have learned how to, you know, cook on certain budgets, or how to do certain things, or how to change tires and all that crazy stuff. I wouldn't have learned those things that I've learned from being home if I would have went straight to school. And that is why it is okay to go the long way sometimes. Because on that long walk, look, when I used to walk home from school in high school, I used to take the shortcut because I did not want to talk to anybody. That was my main thing. Like, everybody would go the long way. They would go around all the houses and they would go all the way up the street and come all the way back down just so they had the opportunity to mingle with the kids on the other side of the block. Me, on the other hand, I was walking behind people's houses. I was jumping gates. I did not want to talk. I wanted to get home as quick as possible. But I missed out on those opportunities to build friendships. So those people that they were meeting on the other end of the block, they're still going out on friend dates and double dates and bowling alleys. And me, on the other hand, I don't really know them that well because I didn't want to talk. I took the shortcut home every single day. And to me, that's a revelation. Something just settled in me just now. Sometimes we have to be willing to step out of are not just our egos, but our comfort zones. I was comfortable with taking the shortcut. I was comfortable with that. And even the days where I was like, you know what, let me just go the long way today and see what the hype is about. I didn't allow myself to be open-minded enough to actually enjoy this, that time or that experience. Like, okay, that's the long way. Hey, I met this person. I got a chance to see this and we did that. I didn't allow myself to be open-minded. I complained the whole time. I was upset. And that's a lot of times, that's what we do when we go the long way. Instead of taking the time to enjoy the things that we see on our way to the top, on our way to success, whatever your end goal may be, okay? I'm using the example of me walking home from school, but your end goal could be you want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, you want to open a school, you want to build this banging blog platform, whatever the case may be. A lot of times we don't want to go the long way, and then when we have to go the long way, we're complaining. So while I was complaining and I was crying and I had my eyes closed, I missed that person on the side of the road who was able to do this for me. Or I missed that opportunity on this side of the road who was able to bring, you know, this to me, if that makes sense, right? So a lot of times when we're going the long way, we're complaining, we're upset, we're not open-minded. We're not allowing ourselves to enjoy the moment. You know, sometimes in the meantime, you have to just enjoy it. You can't, what can you do about it? Right? You've done all you can. You said all you said. What can you do in the meantime but enjoy it? And that is why you have to learn how to stay your course, run your race. Stop trying to take the easy way out with everything. Everything that's easily, no, let me rephrase that. If it is easy to get, I don't want it. Because if it's easy for me to get, it's easy for somebody to get. So now I don't feel like I have this special, like, I've attained this special goal. No, everybody done did that. What's so special about that? Everybody done did that, girl. And that is why sometimes you just have to stay the course. Run your race. That sounds good. I love that. Run your race. Like, you're going to get tired. And you have every right to get tired. But you do not have the right to quit. If you are listening to my voice right now, if you're listening to this podcast, if you are listening to episode 10 of Stay the Course, you no longer have the right to quit. And that's just that on that, right? No longer are you allowed to quit, okay? We're going to start living by the 5x5 rule. If it will not matter in 5 years, you are not allowed to spend more than 5 minutes being upset. There we go. That is our new rule, you guys. If you are a frequent listener of the PS I Love Me Too podcast hosted by Jay Elaine, you are no longer allowed to be mad at something that would not matter 5 years from now for longer than 5 minutes, period. So now that we talked about staying the course, and I've given you guys some examples of why it is important to run your race, I'm going to go ahead and drop some major keys on things you should know and keep in mind on this race. One, everything takes time. Rome was not built in a day, okay? Your hometown wasn't built in a day, period. Two, other people are not the answer to your happiness. Until you find genuine joy within yourself and within your purpose, you will always be looking for other people to fill voids in your life that only you and your purpose can fill. Period. Three, grow. Never stop working on yourself. Never stop running. There is always room to grow. Never become so big-headed. Never get to the point where you feel like there is nothing else to learn. There is always something to learn. Grow, evolve, nurture, read. Learn yourself, learn. Others learn something new. 4, the more you wait, the more time you waste. If it is something that you want to get done, okay, you've been talking about writing a blog, right? You got 11 books. They all got ideas in them, but you ain't typed up nothing yet. You ain't built a website yet. You're wasting time. Get to it. 5, often people are temporary, but it's okay to cherish the time that you have with them. Listen, a lot of times we get so hooping and hollering over social media, and everybody is on this whole, you know, cut people off, and that's a whole other episode, y'all. It is okay to miss people, but also know that their time has expired. Next, 6, some days will suck for no reason. Listen, you're gonna wake up and you're gonna be like, what the heck is going on? Why can't I get my life together? That is okay, as long as you understand, if it will not matter in 5 years, you are no longer allowed to spend more than 5 minutes being mad on it. Last but not least, don't let anyone determine who you are. Y'all, the more you allow people to determine your value and your worth, the more you will be trying to change and evolve, the more you will be molding yourself to fit comfortably within other people's agenda for your life. As I stated plenty of times before, nobody can write your story better than you and God can. Do not let anyone determine who you are. And an honorable mention, change is inevitable. Change will happen. Embrace it. Take hold of it. Ride that wave, because you will never know what you will experience or what will happen on your way there. Embrace it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to episode 10 of PS I Love Me Too. I am your host, Jay Elaine. Please follow us on Instagram at PS I Love Me Too. If you are listening on podcasts for iTunes, please, please, please leave us a review. It'll be greatly appreciated. If you are listening on Anchor, give us a share, applaud. If you are listening on Stitcher, leave us a review. If you are listening on SoundCloud, follow and like. You guys, let's go ahead and really blow this out of the water. I'm trying to bring PS I Love Me Too to a bigger platform. And the only way I can do that is with the support of my listeners, y'all. So we're going to run this race together. We're going to stay our course, and we're going to stay tuned, because I have a lot more coming for you guys. Thank you so much.